New research lays out a blueprint for a more accountable system of government, at the same time as polling shows Australians' trust in the federal government's handling of corruption issues continues to slide. Nearly two-thirds of Australians surveyed by Griffith University and Transparency International Australia thought corruption was a very big issue, up from 61% in 2018. CEO of Transparency International Australia, Selena Lillywhite, says we're falling behind countries like us in our attempts to deal with corruption and make government more accountable.
Australia is falling behind in its international obligations and its efforts to fight corruption. And the fact that we don't have a federal anti-corruption watchdog is a really big gap in our integrity system. And our most recent report that we launched this week makes pretty clear that the proportion of people that we spoke to believe that the federal government is handling corruption issues very badly.
In your report, you lay out a pretty comprehensive sort of map of how we could deal with integrity issues in Australia, make government more accountable, deal with corruption as well as the perception of corruption. And it's not just an integrity commission, although it's an important part. There's a range of different pieces to it. Could you sort of lay out some of the major parts of this?
Yeah, certainly we need a strong federal integrity commission. And really, the devil is in the detail. It must be fit for purpose. It must be effective. It must have scope to review a broad range of issues, including members of parliament and ministers, so that we can help build public trust. The third area that we think is important goes to this issue of trust. It's critically important that we have a system in place that fosters open, trustworthy decision-making that the public can have confidence in. So that means if we think of things like sports rorts and travel rorts, all of these sorts of scandals that seem to be constantly on the front page. And linked to this is a need to overhaul and address issues of conflict of interest, undue influence, and also the power of lobby groups. And the last two things we think really must be done as part of this comprehensive plan is to really make sure that we have a fair and honest democracy, that our democratic system is strong. And one of the ways, one of the things that needs to be tackled is to secure national election finance and campaign regulation reform. And then the last area is to ensure that whistleblowers are protected and supported.
Just finally, what would you say some of the dangers of not proceeding with some of the reforms that you're talking about here?
Well, Australia, Transparency International every year produces what is called the Corruption Perception Index. This is a global index that looks at 180 countries and territories around the world. And Australia's position on that index has slipped significantly. There is a trend of slippage over the last 8 years. For the last year, we've remained stagnant. So I guess at best we can say we are making no progress. So Australia's reputation on the international stage will be damaged. Our capacity to meet our international obligations, such as obligations to comply with the conventions on against bribery and corruption of foreign officials, will be compromised. So it can have a very damaging effect on our reputation internationally. But much closer to home, unless Australia makes progress and strengthens its integrity systems, then trust and confidence in governments is going to be undermined, and more importantly, the health of our democracy is going to be damaged.
And that was CEO of Transparency International Australia, Selena Lillywhite, speaking to me earlier.